to begin by cultivating a pure, superior intention. Cultivate the mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta, which is a source of simultaneous accumulation of a vast store of merit, positive potential, and purification of negative karma. The mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta, is a principal cause for Buddhahood itself. So with the welfare of all living beings held in the heart, with the recognition of the relentless suffering of cyclic existence that living beings are bound to endure, think, for the sake of all living beings equally and without exception, I must and I will attain complete and perfect enlightenment, Buddhahood. Therefore, I'll meditate in this case on the purification practice of the Heart Sutra meditation and Heart Sutra mantra. Homage to the perfection of wisdom, the Blessed Mother. Thus have I once heard. The Blessed One was staying in Rajgir at Vulture Peak, along with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. And at that time, the Blessed One entered the meditative absorption on the varieties of phenomena called the appearance of the profound. At that time as well, the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the Great Being, clearly beheld the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom itself and saw that even the five aggregates are empty of intrinsic existence. Thereupon, through the Buddha's inspiration, the Venerable Shariputra spoke to the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the Great Being, and said, "How should any noble son or noble daughter who wishes to engage in the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom train?" When this had been said, the holy Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the Great Being, spoke to the Venerable Shariputra and said, "Shariputra, any noble son or noble daughter who so wishes to engage in the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should clearly see this way. They should see perfectly that even the five aggregates are empty of intrinsic existence. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form too is not other than emptiness. Likewise, feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness are all empty. Therefore, Shariputra, all phenomena are emptiness. They are without defining characteristics. They are not born, they do not cease, they are not defiled, they are not undefiled, they are not deficient, and they are not complete. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness, there is no form, no feelings, no perceptions, no mental formations, and no consciousness. There is no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, and no mind. There is no form, no sound, no smell, no taste, no texture, and no mental objects. There is no eye element and so on, up to no mind element, including up to no element of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, there is no extinction of ignorance, and so on, up to no aging and death, and no extinction of aging and death. Likewise, there is no suffering, origin, cessation, or path. There is no wisdom, no attainment, and even no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since bodhisattvas have no attainments, they rely on this perfection of wisdom and abide in it. Having no obscuration in their minds, they have no fear, and by going utterly beyond error, they will reach the end of nirvana. All the Buddhas too, who abide in the three times, attain the full awakening of unexcelled perfect enlightenment, by relying on this profound perfection of wisdom. Therefore, one should know that the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unexcelled mantra, the mantra equal to the unequaled, the mantra that quells all suffering is true because it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Tayata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhisoha. Shariputra, the bodhisattvas, the great beings, should train in the perfection of wisdom in this way. Thereupon, the Blessed One arose from that meditative absorption and commended the holy Avalokiteshvara, the bodhisattva, the great being, saying, "This is excellent. Excellent, excellent, O noble child, it is just so. It should be just so. One must practice the profound perfection of wisdom just as you have revealed, for then even the Tathagatas will rejoice." As the Blessed One uttered these words, the Venerable Shariputra, the holy Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, along with the entire assembly, including the worlds of gods, humans, asuras and gandhavas, all rejoiced and hailed what the Blessed One had said. So visualize and imagine you're sitting in a pure environment, as we have done before, like a beautiful parkland with a green surface, like a beautiful lawn, all in the nature of light, with beautiful trees, lakes, gardens and flowers. And imagine this environment pure and spacious and filled with a divine fragrance. Then in space in front of you, at about the level of your forehead, about a meter in front, arising from emptiness appears a beautiful, pure white, light-natured lotus flower with the petals fully opened and glowing a beautiful white light. And on top of the lotus, visualize a beautiful moon cushion composed of beautiful radiant white light, glowing a soothing white light. And on top of the moon, visualize a sun cushion, a yellow golden sun disk that's very bright. And recollect that the lotus, the moon and the sun, as cushions or seats for the Buddha, symbolize the realization of the three principal paths of renunciation, bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment, and the perfection of wisdom, the realization of suchness, or mahamudra. And recollect that I myself must achieve these three realizations step by step to achieve my own enlightenment, Buddhahood. Then arising from emptiness and seated on top of the sun disk appears Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, our peerless source of refuge. He has a golden light nature body sitting in the Vajra cross-legged position, the full lotus posture, symbolizing the Buddha's mind is always in a state of deep samadhi. His right hand resting on his right knee in the earth-touching mudra, symbolizing the Buddha has completely subdued and pacified all faults, all delusions and all karma. His left hand is on his lap with the palm facing upwards in the mudra or gesture of meditation, samadhi. And he supports a blue begging bowl filled with healing nectar in the palm of his left hand. He's wearing the beautiful robes of a monk, yellow, golden robes. And he possesses all of the major and minor marks of perfection of a Buddha. And imagine the presence of the fully enlightened Buddha in front of you, as though you could speak with the Buddha, ask questions and receive answers. And the Buddha is gazing at you with limitless love and limitless compassion. As we chant together the Heart Sutra mantra for a short time, imagine radiating from the heart of Guru Shakyamuni Buddha comes a beautiful stream of white light and white healing nectar, all in the nature of light, radiant and very beautiful. And it comes streaming down through the crown of your head, and gradually filling your body from above, pushing down and out through the lower parts of the body all your negative karmas, all of your negative habits and negative tendencies, appearing as black light, dark energy. It is forced out of the lower parts of the body into the earth below you forever. And there is a constant stream of this beautiful, healing and purifying white light and white nectar, light-natured nectar. Om Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sam Gate Bodhisoha Om Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sam Gate Bodhisoha Om Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sam Gate Bodhisoha Om Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sam Gate Bodhisoha Om Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sam Gate Bodhisoha Om gate, gate, para gate, para sam gate, bodhi soha, om gate, gate, para gate, para sam gate, bodhi soha, om gate, gate, para gate, para sam gate, bodhi soha. Om gate, gate, para gate, para sam gate, bodhi soha. Om gate, gate, para gate, para sam gate, bodhi soha. So keep reciting to yourself this holy mantra of the Heart Sutra. And for a short time, continue to visualize a healing and purifying stream of white light and white nectar coming from the heart of Shakyamuni Buddha. Thoroughly cleansing, healing and purifying your body, speech and mind of negative karmic seeds and tendencies that have been accumulated beginninglessly and continuously. Imagine this healing white light and nectar dislodges, removes from the body potential sickness and disease, any residual sickness or disease, and any causes for short life and bad condition. And keep repeating this visualization and meditation. Om gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhi soha gate gate para. or concentrate and visualize as clearly as possible with conviction in the mind that your body itself, the coarse body, has been purified and has transformed into a radiant, youthful, vibrant and pure white light nature body. Concentrating from the crown of the head to the tips of the toes and tips of the fingers, visualizing and imagining your body blissful, radiant and pure white light. An extremely beautiful and youthful body, and cultivate a conviction in the mind that I have purified all negative karmas, sickness and causes of sickness and short life. Now visualize and imagine in space in front of you there is an appearance of a sphere of dark black light and energy. At a size that is comfortable for you, and empower this appearance of this dark black light and energy with the thought that this is in fact my karma for sickness and illness, for short life. And bring to mind any hindrances in your life, struggles, problems, difficulties in business, at work, in relationships, things that are really troubling you and have troubled you. And imagine this dark black light is also your obstacles to gaining clear understanding of all of the teachings of the Buddha, such as teachings on emptiness, the teachings on karma, the difficulties in understanding clearly and having conviction, faith, and reciting the Heart Sutra mantra on your breath. Imagine and visualize that this sphere of black light and dark energy shrinks like mist on a mirror. From the outer edges, it's disappearing and becoming smaller and smaller until it completely disappears. And there's a complete absence of this appearance and all of these general and specific negativities. Meditate on the emptiness of all of these and imagine your body and your mind completely free of sicknesses, causes for sickness and short life, all of these obstacles, hindrances. Spend a short time imagining this freedom. This is important. And imagine your mind free of obstacles and hindrances. Therefore, all realizations, understanding, clarity of your wisdom and your love and your compassion expand unhindered. This is also a very important aspect of this meditation practice. So create that image in front of you and recite the Heart Sutra mantra on the breath as we've been doing. And explore and develop this practice of purification. Om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisoha om gate gate paragate. As you're meditating with the heart, sutra mantra, keep bringing to mind specific obstacles, problems and issues, generating the appearance of this black light. Visualize it shrinking, becoming smaller and smaller until completely disappearing. And even with the same specific issue, repeat the meditation. The karmic seeds and tendencies within our mind are quite deep. Remember the general nature of karma, that it increases naturally without an opponent force. Therefore, we need to keep repeating the opponent force or practice. Purification and healing takes time and application and effort. So keep repeating over and over with the recitation of the mantra. And keep spending some time developing the conviction of having accomplished the purification. That too is a powerful opponent factor to keep generating in your mind. Visualizing this sphere of black light and energy shrinking, dissolving, completely disappearing into emptiness. Reflect on the absence of self-existence. the obstacles, problems, sickness, disease, obstructions, all arise dependent on causes and conditions. Therefore, they are not permanent. Reflect on that. This is a truth. Dependent on causes and conditions. They are not self-existent. The ultimate reality or ultimate nature of all suffering, negativities, obstacles, hindrances is emptiness. Therefore, contemplate the emptiness of self-existence of all of these obstructions, negativities, including sickness and disease. Nothing, no phenomena have their own self nature. Therefore, freedom is possible. Purification is possible. And having generated the pure superior intention of bodhicitta, and to ensure that one's practice and effort and application is a principal cause for our future enlightenment, perfect Buddhahood, dedicate this accumulated positive potential, this merit, to the enlightenment of all living beings equally and without exception. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of wisdom and merit and attain the two holy bodies arisen from wisdom and merit. May the precious superior mind of enlightenment be generated in those who have not yet generated it, and not decrease in those who have developed it, but increase continuously.